We are in Genesis 26, but we hadn't gone over the questions for 25 because you didn't have them yet. So we're going to go over those first. And we're kind of, I think we're going to go over the questions for 26 too, and then kind of use that as a summary, pick up a couple of points and be finished. Because there's not a lot in 26 that we have to focus on and go into very deeply. So we'll stay at Dan's level the whole evening, if he ever gets back. That's on the recording, and it'll stay there. All right, who was Abraham's third wife? These are chapter 25. Keturah.
This was his second wife.
No.
Who was his second wife?
Well, Sarah was his only wife. I thought of Keturah. Maybe I missed something. Wasn't Haggai his concubine?
Ah, so we have to question, what is a concubine?
Cousin of a porcupine.
It's dangerous in here tonight. Are you sure you want to do this?
This cold air is really invigorating.
There's something in the air.
All right. Turn to Genesis 25. And actually, Genesis 25 gives us the explanation of this fact. Genesis 25, verse 1, Abraham took a wife, and her name was Keturah. Go down to verse 6. But Abraham gave gifts to the sons of the concubines which Abraham had. Keturah was a concubine as well. That concubines there being plural. Concubines were women that were taken as wives but were servants. Okay? There's the contrast. Now, there are some situations historically where you find the use of the term concubine being used where they are simply servants or slaves who have been taken and become part of or been used for sexual purposes. But biblically speaking, the majority of the time you see concubines, it's referring to a slave who was taken as a wife. Okay? So
Solomon had all those wives and all those wives again.
Yes. He had 700, what was it, 300 wives and 700 concubines, or the other way around? Anyway, they were all wives.
And they hadn't been but seven yet.
They were all wives, but all the concubines were wives who were slaves or servants.
So
is
the prophet's
children? No,
it's
a signification of their status socially, and not now. Well, for instance, when another example, Jacob, when Leah gives her handmaid to Jacob, she gives him her handmaid as a wife. But she stated, the idea there is she is a concubine because she is a servant, okay? She didn't have the full social status of being a wife in that civilization in the sense of the same designation, the same status socially as Rachel or Leah, okay? So there's the contrast. Concubines are wives, but they are wives who are slaves, servants. Okay? All right, so Abraham's third wife is Keturah because Hagar was his first wife, or was his second wife, and Sarah was his first. All right, what son was born to Abraham that would become a nation later on in history? Midian. Okay? M-I-D-I-A-N. He was the son of? Which wife?
Keturah.
Okay. Are you sure we're all on the same page? All right. What were all the children except Isaac given as a quote-unquote inheritance?
Gifts.
Gifts.
These are parting gifts.
Here you go. All right. How old were Jacob and Esau when Abraham died? Oh, y'all have to remember.
He was 40 when he was
more.
135.
How old were Jacob and Esau when Abraham died? Abraham was 175 when he died. Isaac got married when he was 40. How old was he when his... It says in chapter 25. That's 175. That's how old Abraham was. We want the age of Jacob and Esau.
He threw a curveball.
Yes.
He's looking at...
Yes. Isaac was 60 when Jacob and Esau were born, according to verse 26. I specifically didn't give you the verse references. Oh, wait. Yes, I did. I gave you the verse references for all this.
No, we don't have questions either. 25:7 just says when Abraham died. How old he was.
Okay, yeah. The next question, how old was Isaac when Jacob and Esau were born? It gave you the verse reference on that.
He was 3 score.
He was 60. Correct. Yeah. All right. So, Abraham was 175 when he died. He was 100 when Isaac was born. Jacob and Esau were born when Isaac was 60. So therefore, when Abraham was 160, and therefore they were 15 years old when Abraham died. Okay? So it's verse 7, verse 20. Or no, verse 7 and verse 26, I guess. How old was Isaac when he got married?
40.
How old was he when Jacob and Esau were born?
60.
Okay. Y'all did the math. What is the significance of Jacob I have loved, but Esau I have hated in Romans chapter 9, verse 13? I gave you a lot of lines to answer.
Here. right here.
What she's got.
Well, Jacob was part of the elect. He was part of the line.
Okay.
Christ.
All right.
Even though Esau was the firstborn.
Make a photocopy
of that. And we talked about the fact that Esau was foolish in giving away his birthright being the firstborn. Therefore, Esau fell out of favor. Jacob, in his place, got the birthright, and he became the favorite.
Okay.
In God's eyes.
Okay. So, one portion of it deals with the idea of the birthright from the perspective that God had chosen Jacob to be the one through whom the Christ would come, the chosen lineage through whom Israel would be brought about, and actually he would be Israel. Okay, so the one section has to do with the birthright, which the sense is prophetic. The other sense that we've talked about is what? The other sense of the quotation, Jacob I have loved, but Esau I have hated. First of all, does anybody remember where the quote comes from in the Old Testament? It's not Genesis 25.
Malachi.
Somebody said Malachi what?
Malachi 1.
Malachi chapter 1 verses, I believe,
2 and 3.
All right. And who is the reference to in Malachi? The reference to Esau and Jacob.
Reference
What was the question?
In Malachi 1, verses 2 and 3, who is being referenced by Jacob and Esau? Is it the individuals Jacob and Esau?
Edom
and Israel. Okay? So the two senses of Jacob I have loved, but Esau I have hated, is first and foremost the idea that God told Rebecca that Jacob would take the favored place. He would become the greater, he would receive the birthright, and therefore he was favored above Esau because of his position in the scheme of redemption and the line that brought Christ. The second sense, and the specific sense from the quote, is a reference to the fact that Edom, as a nation, the descendants of Esau, became wicked and did not serve God. In contrast to Israel, who was the people of God. And therefore, it's a reference to, I've hated Esau. Esau is in disfavor with God because of their sin, because of their life. And we noticed last week that the life of Esau is really a demonstration of how his people would live throughout their generations. They would continually turn from God. That's the character of Esau.
Israel did the same thing over and over and over again?
They did, but as a full view, Jacob made mistakes, but Jacob continued to come back to God. Israel made mistakes, but Israel continued to come back to God. Every time Edom was warned, Edom went farther from God. So the contrast is there's no spiritual perspective at all as far as Edom's concerned, and Israel as an overwhelming view did remain faithful to God, though they had their times consistently, regularly, habitually, where they went back into sin. Okay.
So Edom never came to God.
Correct.
Israel, when things got really tough, they would.
Correct. You could check, but I don't think there's a positive statement about Edom in all of Scripture. If so, it's only in contrast to Israel's most wicked times. Okay, so there's nothing positive said about Edom in their spiritual perspective. All right, so there's the birthright issue, and then their spiritual condition. The two senses. What did Esau sell to Jacob?
His birthright.
Chapter 26.
I got a question for you.
Yep.
Going back to before, how old was Jacob Esau when Abraham died? What did you have for that?
15.
15.
Yes.
I think you said 16.
No, that's how old Isaac was when they were born.
All right. That was my question.
Okay. Chapter 26, verse 1. What caused Isaac to move in Genesis 26?
Famine.
Where did God tell Isaac to live?
Gerar.
And what did God say the result would be if Isaac obeyed?
He'd be with him. He would be blessed.
He would be blessed. How? I mean, in comparison to
physical blessings.
I will give all these countries, and I will perform the oath which I swear to Abraham my father.
All right. He would be blessed as Abraham his father was. So, yes, physical blessings, descendants, the whole gambit of the covenant.